Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz said on Thursday that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed. Quote, mass murderer Yahya Sinwar, who was responsible for the massacre and atrocities of October 7th, was killed today by IDF soldiers, unquote, Katz said in a statement. An Israeli security official said authorities conducted DNA tests on a body to determine if it was him. In Gaza, residents say they believed the war would go on despite the assassination. Meanwhile, in Israel, families of hostages held by Hamas said they hoped that a ceasefire could now be reached that would bring home the captives. Einav Zangalkar is the mother of one of the hostages. Netanyahu, don't bury the hostages. Go now to the mediators and to the public and present a new Israeli initiative. Time is running out for Mai Matan and the other hostages in the tunnels. You got a victory photo, now bring a deal. Orna Nutra, another hostage mother, is worried.
This is a critical, time-sensitive development as it relates to the hostages. Their lives are in great danger now, more than ever.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took his victory plan to European leaders and NATO in Brussels on Thursday, pitching for a NATO membership invitation and a major increase in military support for Kyiv's campaign against Russia's invasion.
If our partners will not lose their unity, we will not lose.
While there, Zelensky held talks with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
I look forward to the day that Ukraine is here as a member of this alliance. And until then, we will continue to do all that we can.
The EU recently approved a plan to loan Ukraine up to $38 billion. This is VOA News. Kenya's embattled deputy president, Rigathi Gachagua, has fallen ill and is in hospital, his lawyer said Thursday, shortly before he was due to testify in his impeachment trial at the Senate.
The sad reality is that the deputy president, the Republic of Kenya, has been taken sick, very sick, and as I address Mr. Speaker in this honorable House, senators, he is in hospital.
The Senate Speaker, however, intends to continue proceedings and vote on whether to dismiss him on Thursday despite his absence. Six French departments were placed on red alert for flooding amid exceptional rain that the French weather agency said was as much as 630 millimeters in 48 hours in one area. The areas covered by the red alert include Lyon, the third largest city in the country, as well as Cannes, famed for its film festival. There have been no reports of deaths or injuries, and it is not yet clear what the level of damage is from the floodwaters. Laws that would ban propaganda, which discourages Russians from having children, won overwhelming approval on Thursday in the first stage of their passage through Parliament, part of a Kremlin drive to boost the country's flagging birth rate. The move to outlaw content that is deemed to promote a child-free lifestyle won unanimous backing from its members at the lower house. But critics of the new law see it as an alarming development and fear the bill could pave the way for further encroachments on women's rights, including the ability to get an abortion. An Argentine prosecutor's office said on Thursday that former One Direction musician Liam Payne died due to multiple traumas and internal and external bleeding caused by a fall. Payne was found dead after he plunged from a third-floor hotel room balcony in Buenos Aires on Wednesday. Lucia Lopez is a fan from Argentina.
I didn't expect it. It was a shock. I was at home. I didn't even know he was here still. I thought he was at the USA. And a shock. I'm in shock still.
A search of Payne's hotel room revealed narcotics, alcohol, as well as destroyed objects and furniture. There is an investigation looking into possible involvement of third parties in events prior to his death, and people are being actively interviewed. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.